The Data Center's research on New Orleans youth examines the reduction in the overall size of the child population in New Orleans, as well as the continuing prevalence and challenges of child poverty. Joining me now to talk about the 2016 New Orleans Youth Index is author of the report and consultant with the Data Center, Dr. Andre Perry.
Dr. Perry, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. This is the second New Orleans Youth Index produced by the Data Center, correct?
That's correct.
What's presented in this index in regards to children across the city, and how are they doing compared to children in other cities?
You know, in many cultures, in African cultures in particular, they don't ask, how are you? They ask, how are the children? And so for this report, we're essentially asking that question, how are the children? But we're asking in some specific areas. We're asking around demographics, economic stability, safety and the role of place in that, health and well-being, learning, and around justice issues, as well as youth voice. How much voice do our youths have in regard to their own standing? And as you can ascertain from many of the earlier reports, that many of our low-income Black residents or youth are not doing as well in this city compared to state and national averages.
Yeah.
And so as we move forward in finding solutions, and this report actually came about because there's a collection of advocates and providers who are really just looking for baseline data so they can try to make to put dents in those trends.
Right.
And so this report helps the overall public make decisions about how we're going to improve the conditions that cause some of the outcomes that I'm going to share.
Okay. Oftentimes, I notice kids walking the streets during school hours, and that leads me to question two things. One, child poverty, and two, school enrollment. Let's address child poverty first. Are New Orleans youth economically stable?
Well, no. The short answer is no. 37% of our children are in poverty. That's down some from last year when we were at 44%, but that's compared to roughly 28% in Louisiana and 21% in the United States. So we're more than double our poverty rate compared to children all across the country, and we're certainly above what the average in the state is. So too many of our children are in poverty. It's encouraging to see that we move from 44% to 37%, but at 37% of your children are in poverty, that means families are in poverty.
Right.
And so that's not good for their life chances.
Now, school enrollment. Have there been any changes in enrollment at public and non-public schools?
You know, non-public schools, enrollment hasn't really changed from the 19,000 students it's seen, but there's been an increase in the number of folks attending school, and in particular, there's been a decrease in those not enrolled in schools.
Wow.
So I think that's a positive trend. We can't say for sure what's causing that, but we do know there are fewer people not enrolled in school, and there are more people enrolled in public schools. So I think generally think that that's a great thing.
Yeah. I noticed the index includes a section on safety and justice. What does it indicate pertaining to children under 18 in the Orleans Parish Prison?
Wow. And this is a dilemma that we have. One, we have too many people who are arrested. We have,
certainly. You know,
and we certainly have challenged youth. But on average, 16 children age 17 and younger were detained in Orleans Parish Prison. That's in the third quarter of 2016. So on average, about 16 children.
Okay.
A few days ago, I left the dedication of the Travis Hill School, in which it's a school inside a prison. And it's to be noted that and commended that there's a real school inside of a youth jail.
Yeah.
But there's only so many slots, and so when they are overcrowded, they recommend that they send violent offenders to the prison. But as you know, that no child deserves to be in that type of environment, because you're talking about mental duress that often leads to the most serious type of outcomes. So we have too many children who are challenged, and all of these things contribute, all the factors contribute to people engaging in at-risk behavior. So poverty, where you go to school, your health outcomes, mm-hmm. all of these factors contribute to things like crime.
Yeah.
And so we know that it's not going to, if we can just fix schools, that things are going to be all right, that it requires having better schools. It requires having better economic opportunities for youth and their families. It requires having safe streets. And so hopefully the Youth Index, people can download it, learn the numbers, use it.
And make a difference.
And make a difference. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned crime. It seems like shooting victims are getting younger and younger. Just a few weeks ago, an 11-year-old boy was shot in New Orleans East. The report later concluded that the boy was the intended target. How does the general health and well-being of our community impact youth homicides?
Well, you know, there's an overrepresentation of youth who commit these homicides and those who are victims. Mm-hmm. In 2015, the 18 to 24-year-old age group represented only 10% of the population, but represented 24% of the homicide victims. So there is an engagement there that we certainly have to curb if we really want to stop crime. If, you know, when we see engagement in that young of an age, it only can lead to a few things,
right.
Incarceration,
a box,
death, and other negative outcomes. So that's certainly a number that we want to see change.
Dr. Andre Perry, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Dr. Andre Perry is the author of the New Orleans Youth Index. To read more about his report, visit datacenterresearch.org.